Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Okay,
hello.
Hey.
Is it 6935? What's your name?
Kira and
Auntie Dottie.
Nine 701. State your name.
Loretta.
5632. State your name.
And Mayo C and
what's up, Mama?
Barna. Hello.
Okay,
hey, Grandma.
We taking roll calls. It's Keisha has the switchboard.
Okay.
Is there any other caller, Keisha?
Auntie Dot.
Okay, so far
and
we have
Kira,
Auntie Dot, myself, Mom, and Daddy Verner.
Oh, somebody just got on.
Okay.
946. Oh, hold on. 9463. State your name.
Auntie Betty.
Okay. All right, Keisha, we're going to go into a reading right now. So after the reading, you can go ahead and announce anyone else that joins in. But right
okay.
Now, Mom, I'm going to go ahead and read Genesis 46.
Okay, read it. Genesis 46, starting at the first verse, chapter 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifice unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the vision of the night, said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thy eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the son of Isaac carried Jacob their father and their little one and their wife in the wagon which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his son and his son with him, his daughter and his son daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. I just read you Genesis 46 down through the seventh verse. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer and the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Tonight we have Keisha as our switchboard operator, as well as the host calling tonight. So she's not familiar with your numbers, and unfortunately your name doesn't pop up when you call in. So if she read off the last four digits of your number, just state your name and we'll just take the roll call from there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Keisha, do we have any other callers?
Mm-hmm. 1356.
Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie, okay. Any others?
No, that's it.
Okay. And Angela's at a wedding in California, so Keisha taken out of her schedule to do the switchboard for us tonight. And we thank her very much. Amen.
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 Okay, we're going to go ahead and...
I thought I didn't have anything important. I was asleep. I had to wake myself up out of my sleep, and I was, like, freaking out because I thought it was past 5 o'clock.
Okay, well, we thank you very much. We realize the time zone is totally different. I think you guys are on a 3-hour different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get started with the meeting. If we have any other callers, just interrupt and just say, well, whenever someone stops, go ahead and say that we announce that we have another caller. Okay, Keisha?
Okay, we have another caller.
Okay.
0768, please state your name.
Ms. Allen.
Ms. Allen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so far we have on the call Kira, Dot, myself, Loretta, Mom, Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Miss Allen. And we're going to go right on into our program. And first of all, I would like to say good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the continuing protection that you show us daily. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service. We ask that you allow us to be hearers, to hear your wonderful words being shared here tonight. Allow us to be doers of your word. Let us hear that still voice to help lead and guide us along the way. Father God, for you sake, when there are two or more gathered together for your name's sake, that you would be in the midst of it all. And we thank you for your presence, for your word, and for your Son, our Lord and Savior. May you continue to bless this prayer line, America, and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, we'll go right into Matthew 19:26, and Daddy, could you lead us out in that, please?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Jesus looked at them and said,
Well,
man, this is impossible.
Well, man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. Keisha, any new callers?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, we're going to go right on into our program, and I will start with Kira. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I would like to read something.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, as I close my eyes to rest and off to sleep I go, I know that I am truly blessed and loved more than I know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Kira. Next I have Mom. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read out of the upper room. and it's a seed of faith. And you can read this in Isaiah and also in Philippians. Isaiah 35:1-6 says, it is God who is at work in you, enables you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. And when I was a student at the Evangelism Seminary of Puerto Rico, I sowed some seed on campus. I chose one particular area where nothing grew, not even weeds, because there was never sufficient water or even sunlight. I was told I was wasting my time, but little by little, plant growth became visible. Several years have gone by since I left, but when I visit the seminary, I now see strong and healthy plant on campus. This experience inspired me in my role as a pastor of a small church. When the congregation is faced with challenges, I remember that God had not given up on the path of cultivating the seed of faith in me. Rather, God encouraged me to work hard on the small and the large projects entrusted to me. Maybe it was I who chose the similar barren spot for my similar God, similar starting. Maybe it was God who chose me in order to show me how, with patience and love, my ministry would bear fruit. By God's grace, I continue serving God and God's people. God has much work for each of us to do and continue to call us to grow in our faith. And the thought for this day says, where we may see only weeds, God creates beautiful gardens. And the thought to that is said, create God, teach us how we live and work for the good of our people and your creation. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mom.
3693. State your name.
Gail.
Miss Gail, okay, welcome.
Caller 0507, please state your name.
William.
Miss William, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry I'm late.
Okay. We're glad to hear. Amen. Okay, let's see here. We're going to go to Miss Allen. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, you pass.
Amen. Okay, that takes me right to IT Dot. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 28:7-9. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save the people and bless them inheritance. Feed them also and lift up forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Daddy Vernon, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, read a few verses in our Revelation. And the book with seven seals. Down that thick voice. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns out the seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book.
We're picking up background noise. I'm sorry, Daddy Verna. We're picking up background noise, you guys. If you need to, you can mute your phone. But this airway picks up everything, so if you can be mindful of your background noise. I'm sorry. Thank you. And Daddy Verna, you can continue.
It was seven. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and four pointed heads fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou hast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and nation, and hath made us into our God kings and priests, and he shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousand of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard our saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And it's hard we hear mean that there should be music in heaven. Mm-hmm. And the golden bowl full of incense, that are the prayers of the saints. And all prayers that range in heaven together. And we wonder about our prayer, but we don't have to wonder anymore because God had them stored up in heaven. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Let's see. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from the book of James, chapter 1.
Amen.
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among nations, greeting. Consider it pure joy, my brethren, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develop perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubt is like a wave of the sea blown tossed to and fro. That man should not think, he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all what he does. The brother is humble circumstances, ought to take pride in a high position, but the one who is rich should take pride in a low position, because he will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises and scorches the heat, and wither the plant, it blooms, its blossom fall from it, beautiful is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will face away even when he goes about his business. Blessed is the man who preserved under the trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. That brings me to Miss Gail. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I like to say John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have life, and have life more abundantly. This been on my mind for a few days this week, and I would like the people that's listening to the show to know that if you don't have the Lord in your life, it don't take but a minute. In the Word of God, it says, "Whosoever call upon the name of Jesus," it's a time thing. You could just say Jesus, and you shall be saved. So I appeal to you tonight. There's no particular way to pray and ask the Lord into your heart. You just can say, Jesus, come in my life. Help me live my life. I can't do it on my own. I know that you're the Son of God and you walked in the flesh upon the earth. Come in my life, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you say that prayer and you believe and trust in God, and he will bring you through. And that's what I'd like to leave for you. I got a family get together, and I'm going to have to return. But I ran all the way upstairs to get to the radio show. And I just want to say that I love you, saints of God. And you just don't know how you helped me on this radio station. And I give you supernatural favor. And I give you blessings from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I got to go now. You have a good week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Gail. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderator be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me," he said, "do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I said, rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. Wherein you are all careful, but you lack an opportunity. not that I speak in respect or won't, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be obeyed, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in everything, I am instructed both to be full and to be homeless, both to be bound and to suffer need, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And that brings me to Miss William. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share from Isaiah 53. It says, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Of this verses 1 through 4, it is telling us that Jesus died. It was predicted by Isaiah 400 years before Jesus was born that we would have a Messiah that would come into this world, and he would be crucified on the cross for us. And the fact that Jesus was crucified, died, it let us know he not only wants us to be saved, but he wants us to be healed. Every pain, every ache, every disease, every sickness, Jesus bore it on his own body and nailed it to the cross. So we as people of God, we can truthfully and bravely and boldly say that God wants me healed, not only saved, but he wants me healed and to live a divine and healthy life for the rest of my days. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams.
Praise the Lord.
There's, everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please.
Loretta, we had another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
0507, please state your name.
Greetings.
Is that Hubert?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Hubert, before we go into sick and shut-in, is there anything you want to share with the group before we go there?
Yes, share this, and I'm going to have to cut it short. I'm just seeing my phone, so I don't have that many minutes on it. Destiny to glory. I consider the suffering of the present to be as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed in us. Indeed, the whole creation world eager awaits the revelation of the Son of God. Creation was made subject to fertility, not of his own accord, but by him who once subjected it, yet not without hope, because the world itself will be free from the slavery to corruption and stand in the glorious freedom of the children of God. Yes, we have known that all creation groans in an agony until now. Not only that, but we ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Loretta, could you add Monique to the prayer list, please?
Okay.
That's Lynn's friend. She's in the hospital with her pressure high. And they are watching over her. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the continued healing in Walter Moody, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen, Miss Wanda, Quentin, Rico, and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Angela Burns, Jessica Smith, myself, Loretta, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, the Rossiter family, Lenny and family, Kira, LaTanya, DeMarcus, Malachi, Sedaria, Denise and Michael Moody, Monique, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Vicki Hussman, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Daddy Werner, Aveline, Calvin, Terry, and Jerry, the Adams family, Jermaine, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Erlene, Tally, the Norris family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stands in the need of a prayer. The Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we are grateful for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for the healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays. We're honoring birthdays for the week of March 23rd through the 29th. Any birthdays we need to recognize at that time?
Mine.
Yeah.
Keisha. Yeah, on the 29th.
Amen. It was our day for you to run this show tonight. Okay, anyone else?
My grandson,
Isaiah.
This week.
Name, what's the name?
Isaiah.
Okay.
And Dwight.
Dwight, okay. Any other birthdays we need to honor? Okay. For Keisha, Isaiah, and Dwight, Auntie Carrie, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Sure.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Happy birthday.
Birthday.
And many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Amen. Okay, that leads us into our song or poems. Testimony of praises. So I'll just go down the list. If you have something else to share with the group, please do so. If not, just say pass. I'm going to start out with Daddy Werner.
All right. Daughter.
What you going to sing?
No, I think I'm going to read a little bit.
You've been on the roll here. I just thought maybe you was coming back with a song.
I ain't quite got together on that one yet, so I might read a little bit by Mike Murdock. I'm going to read a letter from Mike Murdock. My precious partner, your welfare matters to me. I know how a satanic attack can break your force on your assignment. My own 85-year-old father has suffered repeatedly harassment from newspaper reporters searching for destructive information about me and the ministry. I put my arms around my father and quoted Billy Graham. When asked why, he did not answer accusations from his critics. My enemy would not believe my explanation. My friend, do not require an explanation. As the old farmer advised, don't get into a blood fight with a pig. You will simply get dirty, and the pig love it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Very interesting.
Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. Kira, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Please go.
She just for our first part of the meeting. I don't blame her. Bless her heart. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the praise testimony?
Thing. He got the whole world in his hand. 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 He got my father and my mother in his hand. He got my brother and my sister in his hand. He got my son and my daughter in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the sun and the rain in his hand. He got the moon and the stars. In his hand, he got the wind and the cloud. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got the rivers and the mountain. In his hand, he got the ocean and the sea. In his hand, he got you and he got me. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. He got everybody here in his hand. He got everybody there in his hand. He got everybody everywhere in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. That brings me to Auntie Dot. Any good news? Praise testimony
yes.
song?
Yeah, I'm reading Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Ms. William, anything else you want to share with the group? A song, testimony?
I wish I could say
poem.
I like the singing. God bless. Joy and strength. It's from my little book. It says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. O Jesus Christ, grow Thou in me, and all things else receive. My heart be daily nearer thee, from sin be daily freed. Make this poor self grow less and less. Be thou my life and aim. Oh, make me daily, through thy grace, more worthy of thy name. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Williams, for that.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Hubert, anything else you have to share with the group tonight? I'm not sure if he's still with us or not. He did mention on his minutes, so I'm going to move right on to Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. That takes me to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, poems you want to share with the group?
Yeah, I'm gonna attempt to sing.
Amen.
Aretha.
Steal away to Jesus. Steal away home. Ain't got long to stay here. My Lord, He called me. He called me by the thunder. The trumpet sound within of my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Still away to Jesus. Still away home. Ain't got long to stay here. Green trees are bending, cold cinnamon, stand a trembling. The trumpet sound within of my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Steal away to Jesus. Steal away home. Ain't got long to stay here. My Lord, He called me. He called me by the lightning. The trumpet sound within of my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Steal away to Jesus, steal away home, ain't got long to stay here.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see, that takes us right into our serenity prayer. And Auntie Betty, would you lead us out in that, please?
Yes. God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept the things. That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change the things.
The courage to change the things that I can change.
That I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I'll take us into our closing prayer, which is the 23rd song. Mom, could you lead us out in that, please? Could you say the prayer for us, please? I'm sorry. And if everyone would bow their head.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Aunt Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to sing a song, but I can do it after prayer.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Keisha.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord ever.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. And Keisha, if anyone's not aware of who she is, that's Angela's daughter. And she's hosting our program tonight via the computer. And she would like to share a song with us. So let's all give ears.
Amen.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that, Keisha.
You're welcome.
And we miss that in you. We welcome you back to our program anytime.
Yes.
And we thank you for hosting this program tonight. We really do.
No problem.
And that concludes our program for tonight. And Nella's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Help us to rely on you for all of our needs. In the name of Jesus. Everyone have a blessed week. Keep God first in all that you do. May God bless us all. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Thank you, Keisha.
You're welcome.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.